This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's
that sound? Hugh Hewitt, and I'm honored now to be joined by Dorothy Woods, who is the wife of Ty Woods, Navy SEAL, hero of Benghazi, defender of the Benghazi compound during the long 13 hours we saw in film. Dorothy Woods, welcome. It's good to speak to you on air.
Thank you, Hugh. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Dorothy, I'd like to start maybe at the end of our conversation. Your reaction to the Khan-Trump controversy involving the Gold Star family that are the Khans and Mr. Trump.
Yes. Well, first and foremost, I would never, ever want to wish a Gold Star status on anyone. But I also truly believe that it should never be used as an excuse or a shield when we hear something, and when I say we collectively, the Gold Star families, when we hear something that we don't like. The way I see it is no one ever questioned Major Khan's sacrifice or his service or his death. He was rightfully given full military honors, you know, like my family, his family, have lived under the benefit of American citizenship. And the second generation, Major Khan and myself, we've chosen to give back. I believe that Major Khan was an American first that day, and that's very important.
Dorothy, go ahead.
So my issue here is I believe that the Khans are only public because they are Muslim. And to me, that sends the wrong message that they are more important than the rest of us. No loss is more or less important than the other.
Point here, Scott, and you know this is what we've been hammering here over these past months, and that has to do with the designation and the hyphenation. You know, we're Americans. I mean, once you decide to, in this case, Major Khan, he gave an oath to protect and serve America and its Constitution against any enemy, foreign or domestic. That was his oath. And he died in honor in serving this country. The challenge that we still have in America here is this confused narrative about Muslims. And, you know, Muslims say, well, that's not fair. Well, help us understand this. I mean, if you want to come to America and be a part, you know, like we said, you want to be a part of the solution, hey, the welcome mat is out. I mean, we are a country of immigrants. But if your intent is to come here, which is being reported and is quite concerning, and we see evidence of this, is that Muslims want to come over and take over areas like they've done in Europe. You know, you follow the pattern. So why, you know, what's the difference? Why is it so different here? And, oh, yes, by the way, the Muslim narrative is they believe in death to America. And now you have a father who is grieving, and you understand the parents of the Khans, and your heart goes out to them, but then they step outside of this cover of Gold Star family status. And I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but if you understand what I'm trying to convey here, is they got out from underneath that covering and that identification as a Gold Star family and decided to go political, right?
Well, I think what you're saying is that, look, when you become a Gold Star family, it's about the person that actually, that made the sacrifice. That,
exactly.
The soldier. It's about the soldier. When you come out and you start turning that into your own political stuff, you can no longer go behind that. Because you brought yourself out into the spotlight.
Yeah, you've abandoned your reason for being. And so what happened is the Khan family got used by Hillary Clinton and the DNC and took them out of that position where they were honoring their son. And, you know, just as they, you know, it's, you know, they're free, you know, their First Amendment right as American citizens to speak freely. You know, they're, you know, accusing, you know, Donald Trump for exercising his First Amendment right. And, of course, the mainstream media has had their way with this ever since. Well, this is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues right here. Thanks to you for joining us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Our commitment to you is that we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. That's what it's all about, and this is why I've always enjoyed our next guest particularly. It's always good to have Ray Comfort with us, a Los Angeles, California filmmaker whose movies have been seen by millions. He claims to destroy atheism with one scientific question, and knowing Ray, I believe that to be the case. He reveals this in a new movie called The Atheist Delusion. Ray Comfort, how you doing? Good to have you with us, brother.
Thank you for having me on. It really sounds hard to believe, but you can see it on camera. We've got one scientific question that not just stops the mouth of atheists, but makes them believe in God within minutes. And we're thrilled to say that thousands of people have downloaded the movie already in the first 2 days. It's going free on YouTube in about 2 months. And you can see these atheists, they begin processing with their eyes, and you see them like a light switching on, and it's absolutely wonderful and brings a lot of people to tears, including myself.
Yeah. Well, Ray, what I've always appreciated about your approach is that, you know, as I was discussing with somebody the other day, in fact, was talking about you, because I thought about you immediately when I heard somebody trying to argue in, you know, and I mean argue in such a way it was like a debate. And I said to them, he was an evangelist, I said, I've never heard of anybody being argued into heaven. And how I appreciate is that you ask questions and you allow people through their own understanding and perception to come to the answer that either makes sense to them or it doesn't, and if it does make sense to them, then they have a clear choice to make.
Yeah, it's apparently called the Socratic method, where after Socrates, where you just ask questions to people and get them to question their own beliefs. And this is what you see happening. And I think I copied it off Jesus, actually, where he said, you know, the commandments.
Yeah, that's a good person to copy. Why not?
Huh? Yeah, right. So there's no copyright on it, right. King James Version. But in Mark 10, verse 17, you see a young man come running to Jesus, kneel down and say, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So Jesus asked him a question. He says, why do you call me good? There's none good but God. And what he was doing was bringing the standard of God's goodness to the heart of this person. Most people, if you ask them if they're a good person, will say, yes, I'm a very good person. The Bible says every man will proclaim his own goodness. That's because he's ignorant of the righteousness or the goodness of God. In God's book, good is moral perfection, and thought, word, and deed. And the way to show that moral perfection is just do what Jesus did. He said, you know the commandments, and he named five of the Ten Commandments. And that's what we should do. We should move away from the intellect, the place of the knowledge of right and wrong, to the conscience. Or should I say we should move away from the intellect, that carnal mind, to the place of the knowledge of right and wrong, the human conscience. Because the conscience has the commandments written on the human heart. So that's what happens in the movie. It's nothing special that I'm doing. It's something that anyone can do. They just have to learn the process. And to do that, you just got to look at Scripture.
Well, I got to tell you, I use your questioning technique many times based on your previous movies. And, of course, very powerful was, you know, the 360 movie for me in dealing with the issue of abortion.
It was actually 180, but you came around a second
time. Well, you know, I enjoyed it so much I went around twice, you know, so that's how I came up with 360, okay?
Oh, that's
yes, 180.
But yeah, that's a very exciting one, too. That was actually an accident, that making of that movie. It was originally called Hitler's Religion, and I was at a university or a college, and I asked a question of I think it was an atheist or someone. They were very adamantly against what happened in Nazi Germany, and then they turned out to be pro-abortion. And so I began asking questions, and the guy got very, very angry and walked off. And I was just delighted to get the footage and look down, and I'd turned my camera off when I thought I was turning it on. And I was so embarrassed and so regretful of that happening, because I was in direct sunlight. It was hard to see what was going on the screen. I didn't even tell anyone for about a week, and then I thought, you know, that was amazing. I'm going to go back and do that again and stay with the Holocaust and the abortion issue. And I did, and that 180 movie has had over 5 million views. We've given out or sold over 1 million DVDs, and it's been on television to 198 countries. So God has used it despite the mess that we make of things. He can bring good out of it, and it turned out to be really, really exciting.
Well, and like you said at the very beginning, it connects us with our conscience and with God. And this is most important because, as Jesus said, again, using him as an example, we've got to come to God in spirit and in truth. And that is our connection with our conscience because, as you say, that is imprinted on our very spirits. But if we don't plug into that, there is no way we're going to be able to begin to approximate the truth of God and understand what's going on, and we'll continue to be frustrated and run along with the crowd, so to speak.
You know, what happens with atheists is you can answer their question about bats not being birds and all these silly things they bring up, and they'll just run off and get more questions because they don't want answers. They're seeking for evidence of God's existence, like a man who's crawling through a desert, dying of thirst, is seeking a block of salt to lick. It's just no way they want evidence. They want to justify
exactly
their own foolishness so they can carry on in their sins, because atheism opens a golden door to wonderful pleasures for the sinful heart. If there's no God, then fornication's not wrong. Neither is adultery, nor is pornography or blasphemy or homosexuality. If there's no God, then anything goes. Anything society says, yeah, okay, you can do it with no qualms of conscience. But as Christians, we know that every idle word a man speaks, he gives an account thereof on the day of judgment. And if you look at a woman with lust, you commit adultery in your heart. And there's a God whose wrath abides on us every time we sin, because he's good and holy and just. And so we love these people enough to tell them the truth, and that God's willing to forgive and grant them everlasting life. So how can we not shout that from the housetops?
Yeah, and Ray, I want people to really hear what you just said in your heart, is you love people enough. And that's what Christianity is all about. I mean, if you're truly converted and you're following, following the way of the Master, as you say, then you're gonna follow his example. And his example leads with love. And it's interesting that today's culture, how it's crying out for love these days, right?
Absolutely, and they're looking in the wrong places, and the epitome of love is God in Christ revealing his love to the world. And we have a message of wrath and judgment and righteousness, but that leads up to the gospel, the good news of God's love in Christ. And it's like a doctor with a cure to cancer. He's not going to give the cure to a patient who doesn't believe he's got cancer. He's not going to appreciate or appropriate the cure. He first must go through the difficult task of pointing out the symptoms to the diseased person so they become convinced, and so they see the need of the cure. And that's all we do when we go through those commandments and say, have you lied or stolen? If you look with lust, you're in big trouble on Judgment Day. We're diagnosing the disease. So they say, well, I'm terminal. What can I do? And then we say, hey, there is a cure. And that's when they appreciate the gospel. And that'll never happen while we're unloving. You know, I had lunch or dinner with 40 atheists some time ago. They asked me to join them for dinner, and this is a highlight of my life. I grabbed the waiter secretly, and I said, give me the bill. He says, what? I said, give me, because he was Hispanic, and I was New Zealander, a little bit of a difficulty there. And I says, give me the bill. And he said, oh, okay. And he did, secretly, and I paid it. And then when the atheists threw their money in the middle of the table, I says, okay, I got it. I said, you what? And I had the joy of sitting there and having all these atheists walk past and say, Mr. Comfort, thank you so much for paying for dinner. And when I left that place, I was just clicking my heels. You know, it really is, in that instance, more blessed to give than receive because of the fact they are seeing evidence of your love. It's not just words.
Yes,
and, you know,
exactly.
a free hamburger from a Christian to an atheist is worth a thousand sermons because it shows love in action.
Well, Ray, we got to go to break. We'll be right back with Ray Comfort. We're talking about his latest movie.
This report is brought to you by S.C. Johnson. Mosquitoes. We all know they can cause itchy, irritating bites during the summer season. But did you know only female mosquitoes bite your skin? Or that the chemicals in your breath can attract mosquitoes? Scientists at the S.C. Johnson Entomology Research Center have been studying insects for 60 years and have found that body chemistry, proximity to water, and the color of your clothing can make a difference if you want to avoid bites. Dr. Maud Meyer, an S.C. Johnson bug expert, is here to share some tips to help you protect your family from mosquitoes this summer.
Our research at S.C. Johnson shows that personal repellents that contain DEET offer the best protection against mosquito bites. DEET affects the scent receptors in mosquitoes, making it difficult for them to recognize humans as a food source. In order to best protect your family, look for effective personal repellents like OFF that contain DEET.
For more facts and tips on avoiding mosquito bites this summer, visit www.scjohnson.com/mosquitoes.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 19 after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. And our conversation with Los Angeles, California filmmaker Ray Comfort continues. Ray, I want to give you an opportunity because the way it happens with you and me, we get to talking and then we forget some of the most vital information that we need to pass on to everybody because people say, how do I get in touch with Ray Comfort? How do I get my hands on the movie and everything? So let's do this right now up front while we're thinking of it.
Yeah, they just can go to atheistmovie.com. Atheistmovie.com, and the details will be there.
Okay. And for the ministry, for your ministry, they can also check that out. And how do they do that?
Livingwaters.com. We've got a stack of free stuff on there. They can listen to free audios, watch free videos. We've got a YouTube channel with 39 million views on it, and there's a stack, and there's over 1,000 free clips for people to see that are really fascinating, witnessing clips, on the street clips that are very short and punchy and equipping at the same time. So they're all free, and you can get lots of stuff to help you.
Well, Ray, in your new movie, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, but my passion at the moment is a new movie, The Atheist Delusion. That's easily the best thing we've ever done. People keep telling us that, and it'll bring you to tears. Todd Friel just sent us an endorsement today. He says, how come I haven't got to endorse this thing? And he sent one that said, forget the Hallmark Channel. If you want to be brought to tears, watch this movie. It's absolutely wonderful. And it really is, because it was another movie that was made by mistake. I went to a college to promote one of my books for one of my publishers, and I asked a question, and it just caused the atheist to change his mind about God, and it blew me away. And I'd never asked atheists that question before, and it really is scientifically based. It's quite simple, but it transforms the mind of an atheist who is reasonable. That's the only thing you need, and the word reasonable and atheist are actually oxymorons. They don't go together, but every now and then you get one who's a thinker, who's open to reason, and this will transform him to where he believes in God's existence in minutes just by watching the movie.
Well, we're going to ask about that question in just a second here, but speaking of praise for the atheist, the new movie, The Atheist Delusion, Alex Kendrick, director of War Room and Courageous, said, check out The Atheist Delusion. Not only will it make you think, but it will confirm there is a God who created and loves each of us. Powerful, he says. Ken Ham, who was on with us a week ago, president of the Ark Encounter and Answers in Genesis, says, compelling, engages atheists like never before. Outspoken atheists such as Bill Maher and Richard Dawkins say that they would believe in God if there was scientific evidence. This movie calls their bluff, Ray Comfort. So what was the question that you happenstantially came across to ask?
You really think I'm going to tell you? That's the teaser. That'll cause people to go watch the movie, but it's going to come out free on YouTube at the end of September. And we're excited about that because so many atheists are already reviewing the movie. And we're going to send, I think, 100 copies to atheist sites, the top atheists, if I can call them that, to review it. And that's what we want to reach. We want to reach these many, many people, not only atheists, but people who are just saying, oh, I thought it was just faith believing in God. You know, there's such confusion. So much of the world thinks faith is just believing despite the evidence. But we don't talk about, when we talk about faith as Christians, we're not talking about a belief in God's existence. That's axiomatic. We know God exists. Creation is proof of a creator. You can't have a creation without a creator. You can't have a building without a builder. You can't have a painting without a painter. We know God exists. We don't just believe it. When we speak of trust, or when we speak of faith in God, we're speaking of a trust. Like I trust my wife. Like I trust my doctor. My doctor gives me pills. Don't know what they are, but I just drop them down, take a glass of water, and it could be poison, but I trust him. I trust my pilot. Some people even still trust politicians, some of them. But we have faith all around us. We sit in a chair, we're exercising faith. When we eat a meal made by another, a stranger in a restaurant, we're exercising faith. That's trust, and that's the sort of trust or faith we're talking about when we talk about faith in God. God will never, ever betray a trust. He has faithfully promised, and the Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. Well, human beings lie, they let us down, and our trust is destroyed, but not never with God. You'll never be disappointed if your trust is in the God who cannot lie.
Exactly. Well, Ray Comfort, as he explained, made the movie after taking a camera to Southern California universities and asking atheists this scientific question that you have to see the movie. And you knew I had to ask you the question, Ray, because people are saying, okay, what is the question? Well, you got to see the movie to get the question, right? Easy enough.
That's right. And then, okay, like I said, in 2 months it'll be free on YouTube, so anyone will be able to watch it, and we hope millions do.
Well, it is the Atheist Delusion. And again, remind everybody, Ray, where they can go to get their hands on the movie.
Atheistmovie.com. Atheistmovie.com.
Now, Ray, like in the movie 180 and other, you know, interviews and movies that you've done, as you say, you've approached it Socratically, and you come up with these questions that God has really dropped into your spirit. I know you take no personal credit for it, and you have been available and used by God in a very powerful way and in a loving way, because this is all about connecting people with the truth. I mean, it still is so significant for people, and this is why they're crying out and they're so confused. And I guess in some sense we can be thankful for what this culture is going through right now, because they're starting to realize, like somebody who is drowning, is that they can't save themselves, right?
Yeah, and I think there's a lesson to be learned when you go out for a meal in a restaurant. You can be a businessman and you're talking $1 million deal, and the waitress will just come walking up and butt in. She won't just stand there politely. She says, "Are you guys ready to order?" And she's been trained to do that because she knows what you want. You are there to eat. So she's confident. And we've got to have the same confidence. You know, we just don't stand there as Christians and hope someone comes to us. We've got to go and butt into this world because we've got something they want. Every minute, 100 people die. Every hour, 6,000. Every day, 150,000. Every year, 54 million people pass into this black hole called death that people don't talk about. It's fearful, it's horrific, and yet we have the answer. Jesus Christ has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So what we've got to do is be bold, and if we can't be bold and go to university and stand on a soapbox, or even we're fearful to approach strangers, when this movie comes out on YouTube, all you have to do is click the send button. You can send it all over the world. You know, as I said, 39 million views on our YouTube channel. People are coming under the sound of the gospel through this very powerful thing called social media. And we want people to take advantage of it while we still have the freedom to do so.
Exactly. And Ray, you know, to your point, people are asking, you know, for people of the church and people with a moral compass. Interestingly enough, Gallup conducted a poll here probably about 9 months ago and proved that secular America was asking, you know, in essence, where is the church? Where is their voice? And I find it quite ironic because these very same people told the church that they didn't want them in the public square. They didn't want their opinion anymore. They didn't want their Bible thumping. And so here it is. They've been doing as they darn well please, as you mentioned earlier, you know, just living according to their flesh and realizing that there truly is no benefit after the pleasure is gone. The benefit is death and chaos, and here they are living it. And they're going, I need help. And so they're basically crying out to the church and people who have that answer that you're speaking of to speak up.
I think there's been a problem that we've got men in pulpits that are high profile, that are nothing but motivational speakers. They're not sons of thunder. They're not men of righteousness. They don't speak the truth in love. They just tell people how they can improve their lives. And what's happened is the world has said, well, Christianity is irrelevant. We can get success with principles outside of Christianity. And so Jesus said, when that happens, when we lose our salty influence, the church becomes despised and men trample it underfoot. And that's exactly what's happened. The world should be coming to the church for a moral compass. The church is irrelevant as far as they're concerned because we haven't stood up and preached moral absolutes. We've got rid of the Ten Commandments. How often do you hear modern preachers expound those commandments as Jesus did in the Sermon on the Mount and cause people to tremble because they're saying God's a God of righteousness and saying you need a Savior because God holds the breath of your nostrils in His hand, and if He says you're going today, you're going. The fear of God isn't put in the hearts of people, either in the pews or in the streets, and that's what we need to get back to, because through the fear of the Lord, men depart from sin, and the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and we need to get back to that sort of preaching.
Well, the Atheist Delusion pulls back the curtain, reveals what's going on in the mind of those who deny the obvious, follow a number of atheists as they go where the evidence leads, and display an honesty that is rarely seen on film. Ray Comfort said this is without a doubt the best movie he has ever produced, and it's all based on one question, and I know you want to know what that one question is. And Ray, tell them where they can go to get connected with the movie.
Atheistmovie.com. Atheistmovie.com.
Ray Comfort, thank you so much for being with us. Ray Comfort,
this report is brought to you by the Astellas Oncology C3 Prize. According to a study published in Lancet Oncology, by 2030, there are expected to be more than 22 million cancer cases worldwide. As the medical community develops innovative treatments, the need for new tools that may help those facing cancer today is critical. The Astellas Oncology C3 Prize, seeking non-treatment ideas to improve cancer care, will award $100,000 in grants and a chance to present at Stanford University's Medicine X to Shark Tank's Robert Hershevek. Mark Reisenauer, Senior VP Oncology at Astellas.
As a caregiver for my father, who recently passed away from cancer, I understand the needs and challenges faced by patients and caregivers. That's why we created the C3 Prize, and we look forward to the innovations discovered through this program.
Applications for the C3 Prize close at midnight Central Time, August 8th. Submit your ideas and see full challenge rules at c3prize.com. Void where prohibited and no purchase necessary.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Reached Bill Martinez Live.
I love the East, I love the West, North and South are both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest. I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, I love the rocks, and what is more with you, let it never be a bore, because I love being here with you.
Bill Martinez Live.
I tell you, we especially love Hawaii these days, overlooking Diamond Head, Waikiki Beach. It's fun for all of us as we wait in expectation for our ninth grandchild, our daughter's first grandson, being born here in Oahu. And we are all excited and waiting expectantly. Israel Ortega is with us, a writer for the conservative political news site, Opportunity Lives. He has years of experience working in both the public and private sector, possessing a thorough understanding of a variety of public policy issues, including, but not limited to, immigration, education, political analysis, and Latin America. Izzy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on. Doing
hey,
well.
Interesting here. The Democrats tell you verbally, I mean, they got this game down. I mean, you know, don't watch what's happening on the other hand and just watch my lips. I'll give you all the rhetoric that you need to hear and forget about history. Forget about what your lying eyes may be telling you. We're going to tell you that we are the party of opportunity because historically we have been the party of opportunity. Well, and you go historically, I look back and what I see is the Democratic Party choking off anything that looks like opportunity. So where is the disconnect here?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, I think, you know, for Democrats, you know, opportunity always hinges on more government, greater government. But, you know, as we saw last week, you know, when a lot of the speakers were talking, telling their stories, particularly Elizabeth Warren, I mean, she was talking about how her her family worked hard. Her brother served in the army. There really wasn't any mention of government, you know, in terms of how she got there, how she, you know, she got to Harvard and how she was eventually successful. I think that's the point. I think Democrats don't want to admit that to actually take advantage of the opportunities that we have in this country, it does require personal sacrifice. It does require hard work. It's not just going to be, you know, put on your lap. And I think that's what they're peddling right now. That's what Hillary Clinton's peddling as she's campaigning. But that just does not square with what we know about this country and about how people from all walks of life have come here with very little and accomplished much. It does require work, and I think that's important to point out.
Well, what Hillary brought with her book, It Takes a Village, it was, you know, could have been easily written by Saul Alinsky. It's like part two. Mm-hmm. of his rules mm-hmm. for radicals. And, you know, people need to understand, yes, we all play a part, and there's all, you know, it's all important, the roles that we play. And I think that's the opportunity that we have in life, is to find what is the role that you are to play in life. And that's without being hamstrung by the government to dictate to you, to say, Israel Ortega, we see you doing this. Well, it doesn't rhyme with your reason. It's not consistent with the way you've been designed. But because they're the government, they're going to tell you what to do. Now, how does that present any kind of opportunity, but it chokes off the very essence and DNA of who you are?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think that's a great summary, and I think that's what's missing. And I think, you know, for a lot of folks who are trying to make up their minds, you know, this election, I think we've got a clear contrast, I think, in terms of the type of America I think that we want to live in. And I think, you know, we've seen in the last 8 years, President Obama has, essentially put forward more bigger government ideas. And we're seeing the effects of it. You know, I think one great example is Obamacare. You know, despite the promises by the president that it was going to lower premiums, that we're going to have access to greater health care options, we're actually seeing the opposite. You know, we're seeing big insurance companies leave the marketplace. We're seeing people pay more for premiums, and that adds up. You know, I think people who are well off, like Hillary Clinton and others, they're not going to really feel the increase in insurance premium. But if you're a single mom, if you're a working class family, you're going to see that impact, of having to pay more every month for health insurance premiums. And I think that's the effects and the consequences when we put too much of our faith in government.
Well, you know, and it would seem that this party particularly has really built themselves on class warfare. They love the idea that America is hyphenated, that we're all bifurcated, because even though they will say on one side the United States of America, they really don't mean that. I mean, they don't mean it the way the founders meant it.
Right, right, right. No, absolutely. And I think that for progressives to advance their agenda, they do need the country to be fractured, and they need identity politics to shine, because I mean that's how they're going to sell their agenda. I mean, a lot of this is victimization. A lot of it comes down to the reason why you're hurting is because of racism. The reason why you're hurting is because, you know, the government hasn't given you what you are entitled to. I mean, that's the philosophy, you know, by progressives. And so for that to work, you have to feed that narrative. And again, it doesn't square with what we know in our country's history. A lot of folks here came with very little, accomplished great things, became successful, wealthy. And so I think that's the contrast I think we see with what progressives are selling and what we know. If you look at our history of this country, of what has actually happened.
Israel, help me see this and get my brain around this, because it seems like the black movement, Black Lives Matter, they want to, mm-hmm. you know, somehow be able to, you know, bring in Hispanics, Latinos into their mm-hmm. argument. But it doesn't seem to be sticking. And everywhere I turn, you know, blacks want to somehow assimilate Hispanics into their argument. And Hispanics could care less. They're not buying, at least what I'm seeing. Am I seeing this correct?
Yeah, I know. I think you're right. I think you're right. I think that Latinos have been have not jumped on that, on the Black Lives Movement matter, probably as much as progressives would have liked. And I think it just goes to show you that, you know, the Black Lives Movement really hasn't figured out a good way to sell what they're selling beyond, you know, the Black community. So I think you know, for Latinos, I think what they're recognizing is that, look, we just want to work hard. We want to get ahead here in this country. A lot of Latinos are either first generation immigrants or newly arrived immigrants. You know, they're not really interested a whole lot in the political process and getting into this fray. I think that's frustrated the Black Lives Movement matter. A lot of progressives that would wish that this would grow beyond for the Black community. So yeah, I think you're right. We'll see. You know, obviously, you know, they're going to progressives want to push this. Like as I was pointing out just a second ago, they want to continue pushing this narrative that you know, you're hurting because of racism. And so, not for a second do I, you know, doubt that they're not going to continue working harder at selling this, because again, it's important for them to do this, because that's how they can advance their agenda.
Well, they've been given a lot of place. I mean, they've been invited to the White House several times. I mean, whole Black Lives Matter has been authenticated by the president himself. Boy, I mean, that comes with a lot of influence. And I'm just going, when is it that, you know, some Latinos decide, okay, well, look at, you know, they're there in the front door, you know, staying overnight at the Lincoln bedroom. Let's bring a group of mariachis over, and why not us, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. And the president and others will continue validating and legitimizing a lot of what the Black Lives Movement represents. Because again, it's important for them to do that. And the more that this grows, the better the progressives will be in terms of, again, advocating and advancing their agenda. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I looked at polls, that say, you know, when you talk to Latinos, top issue is jobs and the economy. And I think that's the focus for a lot of Hispanics and Latinos. It's not necessarily other issues that other folks may want to, that may wish that Latinos would elevate and would latch onto.
And probably in the greater number of Blacks, the same thing, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, look, you know, after 8 years of a progressive Democrat in the White House, you know, things have not improved. A lot of folks are hurting. A lot of folks are looking for work. A lot of folks have to get increases in some time. And that's a problem.
Exactly. Well, Liz, we're out of time. Israel Ortega, writer for the conservative political news site Opportunity Lives, is always good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez, 18 before the top of the hour right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full-covered supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Someone has to stand up and say it. Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine.
Lord, we need an army of believers. Raise up warriors who will fight on their knees. Lord, call us to battle. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up.
Keep fighting the good.
Bill Martinez live.
Because the truth really does matter, ladies and gentlemen. Are you willing to fight the good fight here in this politically correct society that has gotten us off track to the point that 7 out of 10 of us agree that we're on the wrong track? Well, you know, as Joe Friday used to say, just the facts, ma'am. Let's just deal with the facts. Because in the absence of fact, opinion rules. Our next guest, Dr. Calvin Beisner, is the founder of the Cornwall Alliance. And he addressed Senator Sheldon Whitehouse's call for publications to refuse to post phony op-eds about climate change. Now, this is his perception. In short, Dr. Beisner says the senator acts as prosecutor, judge, and jury, and he wants to make sure the public hears only one side of the trial. And he's managed to persuade some attorneys generals and other Democratic senators, including Hillary Clinton's VP running mate, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, to join him. Dr. Beisner is with us right now on Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Beisner, welcome to Bill Martinez. How are you, sir?
Thanks very much, Bill, and I appreciate that you are not complying with Senator Whitehouse's demand that
no.
You would not allow somebody who actually is willing to think for himself and speak freely according to the First Amendment to come on your show.
Well, we welcome you, and we welcome, you know, both sides of the conversation here, because I believe we're going to come to a solution. We need to approach each other with, you know, with respect and with the facts. What has happened is, you know, so much of this climate science has been mired in obfuscation and misrepresentation that America is, you know, they're just not sure what to believe, Dr. Beisner, anymore.
Yeah, they really are not. I mean, you get people like Senator Whitehouse and the Attorneys General United for Clean Power describing those who have a different point of view as climate deniers, as if somehow or other we're kind of like the people who deny that the Holocaust ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, I don't know what it would mean to deny climate, or even climate change deniers, or climate skeptics, and they'll usually contrast us with what they'll call climate realists. Well, you know, that pretty well prejudices the case, doesn't it? If you're a realist, you're going to be right. If you're if you're not a realist, well, then obviously you're wrong. The fact is that, you know, those who question the magnitude, causes, risks, benefits, and best responses to global warming don't deny climate. We don't deny climate change. We don't even deny that human activity influences it. We're just simply asking, what's the best scientific evidence point to as to how much? And the answer increasingly appears to be not much.
Really? Yeah, exactly. Not much. And then based on that not much scenario, they're so insistent that they will use the strong arm of the law or anything that's available to them to force you into going along with their, you know, science religion.
Yeah, and what's particularly shocking is that they've managed to get 17 attorneys general from 16 states plus the Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands, to sign into this group calling itself Attorneys General United for Clean Power, which, by the way, immediately signals the political nature of this because
right.
Clean Power ties it to the Clean Power Plan under the Obama EPA, which is a highly political document. And of course, it's the Obama administration's attempt to push us to agreement with an international climate treaty. But there's that problem. But then there's this. You know, if you are threatened with being subpoenaed for all documents in your possession, including emails on your server, stretching back 10 years related to the climate change controversy, that threat by itself is huge because it takes enormous manpower over enormous amount of time to provide that stuff. And then you're told that after they go through that, you might wind up being prosecuted for fraud. Well, you know what that does? That's called intimidation. And yet, you know, American law, U.S. Code, 18 U.S. Code, Section 241, says that if two or more persons conspire together to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person in the free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege secured to him by the Constitution or laws of the United States, well, they can be fined or imprisoned for up to 10 years or both. In other words, this is a serious felony that these attorneys general may very well be committing, which might explain why a bunch of them have since then backed off and don't seem ready to go ahead through it with this nefarious plan.
Well, the other thing that comes into play here, Dr. Beisner, that nobody is speaking of, and that is that they use the people's money. They're going to our treasury to fund this, to impose this groupthink on us, that if we don't go along, we're not going to get along, and we're going to have trouble here in River City.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, this is just simply a standard part of modern liberal politics. You know, once upon a time, liberals believed in liberty, the root of liberal. They believed in liberty of thought, liberty of speech, liberty of press, and so on. Nowadays, they are the party of enslavement, basically.
Yes.
You know, if you don't talk the way they want you to talk, then you are shunted off to the side. You're not allowed in the safe spaces on the university campuses. It's kind of like the Lysenkoism deal in the Soviet Union under Stalin. For a long period of time, if you didn't agree with Trofim Lysenko and his theory about how organisms change over time, called acquired characteristics, you could be imprisoned, you could be tortured, you could be killed, you could be subjected to psychiatric torture as well. And that set Russian science back by a generation or more because it rejected Mendelian genetic theory. It was terrible for that. Well, science requires open, vigorous debate. And it's exactly that kind of thing that's being shut down by this kind of activity from Senator Whitehouse, Senator Kaine, and the 17 attorneys general, and a number of other Democratic members of Congress.
Don't you find it ironic that a country that was established on freedom, that is so willing to give of its freedom and dance with Marxists and embrace Marxist values that will undoubtedly lead, you know, to communism.
Well,
we're so dangerously close to this. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, it may be ironic. It truly is ironic. But it's not terribly surprising, and here's why. For the last 150 years or so, we have entrusted the education of the vast majority of American citizens to the government through our government schools. And frankly, Bill, I don't know who in his right mind ever imagined that it made any sense whatsoever to entrust to the government the shaping of the minds of the citizens by whose consent it's supposed to govern. I mean, that's just absurd. We're supposed to hold the government accountable, but then we're allowing it to teach us what to think and how to think and give us the sources for our learning and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, this is exactly why Marx and Engels put free compulsory state-run education into the Communist Manifesto as one of their 10 steps toward bringing about the communist revolution in any country.
Well, here we are. I mean, this is a, you know, doesn't this come down to like a modern day plantation type of scenario?
Yeah, it sure does. And, you know, Bill, as a Christian, I have to think, why in the world do so many of God's people have their kids in Pharaoh's Academy? We should have our kids in Christ's Academy instead. And our teachers shouldn't be teaching in Pharaoh's Academy, where their mouths are essentially shut. They should be teaching in Christ's Academy, whether it's in their own homes, whether it's in private church-run schools, private non-church-run schools. We need freedom. Freedom of thought is what brings about the discovery of truth, and it's through that discovery of truth that freedom is preserved. The truth will make you free.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Beisner, what you just brought up about teachers, you know, being, you know, instruments in the whole institution of Pharaoh's house, you know, here they are. They're the very ones that are complaining about it. Well, it's like, well, quit complaining. Do something about it. You know, it's time to align yourself with those godly principles and those that are consistent with your beliefs. And you start making a positive impact. It's just like the progressive movement. The progressive movement, its own faith and religion, made a move, as you said, over 100 years ago to take over the educational system. And they have successfully. And this is why we have the educational system that we have today that is performing so poorly. And God forbid that we expect any proper return on investment for the people's money.
Yeah. That's exactly right, and that's why it is so important that more and more Christians get heavily involved, not only in learning, but also in doing the educating. That's what we're doing at the Cornwall Alliance, cornwallalliance.org, where we've got scores of excellent papers and articles, hundreds of articles on the website, as well as earthrisingblog.com.
Well, it was interesting that you picked up from National Review, Jim Garrity's post about a t-shirt that Black Lives Matter was wearing saying silence is violence, and certainly that term can be used in this case here.
It sure can. When they're trying to silence us, that's a form of violence too.
Well, without a doubt. Well, Dr. Calvin Beisner has been with us. He is the founder of Cornwall Alliance. Dr. Beisner, real quick, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
CornwallAlliance.org. That's CornwallAlliance.org. Thanks very much.
Dr. Beisner, thank you very much for being with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers.